It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. It's 3:30. KSL News Radio, Jeff Kaplan here. We have a few clouds, 64 degrees. KSL's top story. 21 members of a white supremacist group right here in Utah have been charged with trafficking drugs and weapons. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson with the story.
Investigators say well-established groups like SAC and SAW form a very large criminal underworld.
More pervasive and dangerous than most Utahns could imagine.
And U.S. Attorney for Utah John Huber says one of these organizations started inside the Utah State prison system.
It's one of ours. We own it. And we're not proud of it.
Salt Lake Area Gang Project Director Michael Schoenfeld says white supremacist gangs get their drugs from cartels in Mexico, who are becoming more creative in making their drugs. And he says many of the people arrested also trafficked guns during their 16-month investigation.
White supremacy groups are, like we said, tied from everything from, your simple mail theft, identity theft, all the way to homicide.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 3:31. The FBI is now investigating whether this week's New York Post story about the Bidens is in any way connected to Russian influence. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the Associated Press is reporting that the FBI is investigating whether emails that were published by the Post are connected to a possible Russian influence operation. The newspaper said that it had obtained a hard drive from Rudy Giuliani containing the emails and that the messages were found on a laptop that had been left at a Delaware computer repair shop but never retrieved. The unlikely account has raised immediate questions about Russian involvement. Acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf is talking about phase two of an effort to arrest undocumented immigrants in some cities in the U.S.
This phase of Operation Rise targeted some of the most violent and dangerous criminal aliens living illegally in our communities.
But Wolf says ICE deportation officers have not been getting the cooperation of some local officials to remove these dangerous individuals. What's next in the fight over immigration? Well, that may depend on who wins the presidential election, now just 18 days away. Professor Phil Hing of the University of San Francisco says President Trump's policies on immigration are easily reversible.
Most of those things done administratively could be scaled back by the Biden administration.
And Hing says most of those changes are already on Joe Biden's list to remove in his first 100 days if elected. And the Supreme Court says it will review President Trump's plan to exclude undocumented immigrants from calculations for congressional seats. The unprecedented proposal would have the effect of shifting both political power and federal funds away from urban states with large immigrant populations. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 3:33. The Salt Lake County District Attorney has cleared a Murray police officers in the shooting and wounding of a woman back in March. Rhonda St. Ange was shot after police say she pulled a gun on them as police entered her apartment. District Attorney Sim Gill says the case shows what he calls a systemic breakdown in the mental health system. Ange had recently been discharged from a mental health facility. We now know the name of the woman who was 8 months pregnant and died in that fatal crash on Bangor Highway. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson with the latest.
West Valley Police telling us this afternoon that the woman who died in a wreck that happened around 7 last night is 29-year-old Shelby Boyce of West Valley City. The baby survived and was delivered at the hospital and was at last check in critical condition. Investigators say the 18-year-old driver who ran a red light was treated for minor injuries. They say impairment is not suspected as the investigation continues. Lanes in the intersection, Bangor at 3500 South, closed down for several hours Thursday night after the accident. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
One woman is dead, three others injured after a UTV crash in southern Utah. The Department of Public Safety says the driver took a curve in the road too fast, left the roadway, and then rolled. An adult woman sitting behind the driver was ejected and died. The others in that UTV had minor injuries. A new poll is showing a partisan divide when it comes to voting in person versus voting by mail. Your Voice, Your Vote 2020, John Wojcik reports. from the KSL Elections Desk.
Just over 60% of state Republicans plan on voting in the general election by mail or by dropping their ballots at a drop-off location. According to a recent Y2 Analytics poll, that leaves roughly a third of Republicans in Utah that will be voting the old-fashioned way, by physically going to a polling location. For Democrats, it's a very different story, with just over 90% planning to either mail in their ballots or utilize a drop-off location. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 3:35, the East Fork and Center Creek Trail fire update. This morning, the East Fork fire was spread over 84,000 acres. It's 68% contained, 13 miles north of Hanna, Utah. With general season for deer starting tomorrow, there'll be an increase in traffic. They're saying continue to use caution while driving in the East Fork fire area. Yesterday, the fire moved about a quarter of a mile in the Lake Fork. KSL News Time 3:35. And a check on traffic here. Ricky Meese, do we have trouble spots? It is a Friday.
It is a Friday, and we do have early onset delays northbound I-15 Draper to Midvale due to an earlier crash. Also, a crash, possible injuries, Redwood Road 700 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thank you, Ricky. So there's this story from Brazil. Almost everybody at this radio station says to me, you going to do a minute about this, Jeff? You going to do a minute about... The answer is yes. Next.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com. or wherever you get your podcasts.